the community with our process of prayer, as well as preparation for the commemoration of the day that Itai wrote the petition, which is 17 October, at an advanced stage.
So now, talking about these rallies that you are always holding, are they having any impact at all?
Yes, they are, because they are keeping people aware, as well as informing people that there is a person that is still missing, as well as helping to put pressure on the government because of the coverage, press coverage that they generate. It is due to this prayer rally that the state decided to give attention to the whole Itai Jamara issue. Because if you recall, at first, they didn't want to comment or to say anything, or even to agree with us that Itai was abducted or is missing, whichever way they want to put it. But because of this prayer rally, now they are forced to comment as well as to state their position exactly where they are.
Are you in any way engaging the government? Because last time we saw you presenting a petition to the president's office, did you get any feedback from him?
Not yet at the moment. Yes, we are engaging the government, trying by all means to see whether the police, as ordered by the court, are doing anything up to date.
Is there any way that you can follow up your kind of petition?
Yes, there is. We are actually currently planning to up our gears a bit, so that instead of just doing rallies, we come up with something else on the ground that will surely put the government to pressure and to charge.
So now, looking at the court order, which actually compelled the security forces to look for Mr. Jamara, do you have any contact with the security forces in any way to find out exactly what is going on?
Yes, the lawyers currently are engaging the police officers to find out how far they are gone, as well as to demand another feedback from one that they claim that they have done.